Hello and welcome. My name is Donald Curry. I'm a master hypnotist, NLP practitioner, and naturotherapist. Today we're going to be talking about developing healthy habits and behaviors with food.
Developing a good relationship with the food that you eat is essential. It enables the human body to reach its best state of health so that it can function optimally. It can be easy to fall into undesirable patterns of behavior around food, which can lead to health issues. Weight gain, high blood pressure, diabetes, or other food-related problems are created by the habits and behaviors that a person has with the food that they eat. With today's busy lifestyle, many people choose convenience foods over whole foods to save time. Convenient foods have been processed to increase their shelf life, to taste good, and to be quick to prepare. Unfortunately, the more that a food is processed, the further away from its natural state it becomes. The only way to prevent the ingestion of questionable food additives is to eat as close to the food source as possible. This means whole, natural foods in their organic state. When you go into the grocery store, you're bombarded with boxes, bags, and cartons of food that are designed to look good and to get you to buy them. They make many bold claims on their packaging, but many fail to live up to the hype. Some have even been proven to be entirely false in their advertising. Mother Nature does not need to make health claims. All of the food that nature provides has what our bodies need and require to be healthy. But even Mother Nature has been tampered with. The genetic modification of fruits, vegetables, and grains has occurred over the past few decades. In a laboratory, genetic makeup of a plant is altered. The benefited claims is that the plant becomes disease-resistant, pest-resistant, and can even survive at colder temperatures for growing. However, the negatives far outweigh the positives. Greenpeace has stated that the environmental hazards include harming other organisms, reducing the effectiveness of pesticides, transferring the altered genes to unintended species. The risks to humans include allergies, antibiotic resistance, nutritional changes, and the creation of toxins. The government requires no long-term testing of GMO foods, so the effect that they are having is currently impossible to measure. Add to this all of the pesticides, herbicides, and synthetic fertilizers that are being used to grow the plants. The only way to safeguard yourself and your health is to eat organic foods that are GMO-free. Many people who have made the switch to an all-organic or organic wherever possible way of eating notice a difference in the way that they feel. Many notice that they have more energy and get better from many health issues or concerns. Organic food can be more expensive, but there are ways to purchase them for more reasonable prices. Joining a food co-op can be a great way to save money. You exchange a few hours of work every month, and in return, you get your food at a discounted price. I'm a member of Karma Co-op in Toronto. Founded in 1972, Karma is a member-owned, democratically run cooperative. It specializes in organic, local, non-genetically modified, fair trade products. It carries bulk items, organic produce fresh from dozens of local farms, and the highest quality, eco-friendly packaged goods. A food co-op is a non-profit, owner-controlled, democratic organization. At Karma, members work in the store, help decide what products are stocked, and manage the co-op through the board of directors. When you shop at a co-op, you become an owner. We're not just a bunch of customers in a store, we're members of a co-op and a community. That's why we all work to take care of the store and contribute our time to the various committees and the board. This makes the atmosphere of a co-op very different from a normal conventional grocery chain. If you're interested in joining a co-op, then I suggest finding one in your local area. Joining a community-supported agriculture program can also be a great way to eat organic while supporting local farmers. In this model, a farmer grows for a specific amount of people, and you usually receive one share, which contains enough to feed a family of four for a week. In the summers, I participate in a community-supported agriculture called Frawl Foods. Their vegetables are fantastic, and they're so fresh because they come directly from the farm in the morning to me in the afternoon. And if you're feeling particularly adventurous, you can always start your own vegetable garden in your home or apartment. It's possible to grow vegetables in planters. Even if you're limited by the amount of space, it can still be done. Here are a few tips that will help you to develop healthier habits and behaviors around food. Plan to eat in more and take time to lovingly prepare your food. This helps you to foster a deeper, better relationship with the food that you're eating. Plus, you get to control how much salt, oil, and seasoning you use. Because of this, your health can improve. Make a large pot of soup, stew, chili, a casserole or lasagna, rice and beans or a vegetable bake on a Sunday. This can give you lunches for the week. If you have food with you for lunch, you'll be less tempted to hit fast food joints or restaurants. Always having healthy snacks with you can also help. When you go out shopping, take a bag of trail mix with you in your pocket or purse. You'll be less likely to grab something unhealthy when you already have healthy food available should you get hungry. Cooking can be a fun family activity. It can help your family get closer while you all pitch in and make it an event, a celebration. When you begin to realize that food is fuel for your body, you begin to make better choices about the quality of fuel that you consume. I have a free gift for you. It's a hypnosis MP3 program called Restoring Healthy Habits and Behaviors with Food. It's yours free when you visit my website and sign up for my newsletter. Visit www.donaldcurry.com. Once again, that's www.donaldcurry.com. Take care and be well until next time.